Communication and information technology is developing faster than anyone has ever imagined. Virtually anyone today can report an event and publish it to the World Wide Web. With all this, there's one key we need to understand. You're listening to Longitude. It's Monday, October 5th, 2009. I'm Darris McNeely. World 2.0 is upon us. A 2.0 is a metaphor for the technological world of social and media and smartphones that it seems everyone has. This is brought home to me in recent days by two events. I was watching news coverage the day that pop star Michael Jackson died. I was struck by something as the cameras panned across the crowd of people gathered outside the Los Angeles hospital where Jackson died. The camera was on the Fox News reporter, but I noticed that every bystander in the crowd, everyone the least you could see in the television screen, had a cell phone, and they were texting or talking, but most, it seemed, were texting. Everyone, it seems, was reporting the event. Nearly everyone. The other event was the mass street demonstrations in Tehran, Iran, following the recent elections of their president. Many people came out to protest the outcome of that election. And those protesting in Iran employed the Web 2.0 tools of Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook to upload videos, pictures, and descriptions of the protests. Cell phones and computers were the keys to this flow of information coming out to the West. Major cable news sources used much of that material then on the television and what you saw as pictures and audio coming out of those protests. This is the reality of our socially connected, wired world today. Anyone with a smartphone and a connection can transmit text, pictures, and voice instantly from the palm of their hand. Information is instantly posted on Twitter, on Facebook, and on other online media. Information today abounds, and it's transmitted, shared, and absorbed instantly by a variety of means. Nothing is secret, it seems, and information cannot always be controlled despite the efforts of a lot of nations such as Iran and China. These and other nations try to crack down on the internet within their borders, but it doesn't always work. Technology is moving too fast, and the means to disseminate information is easy, accessible, and inexpensive. Technology is a force multiplier in today's geopolitics. No country, and for that matter, no business organization, no one really can expect to compete and grow without proactively harnessing the social power of Web 2.0. To fail in this is to fall behind and risk permanent underclass status. It's far better to learn key lessons about human freedom, dignity, and love than to try and censor, control, and ignore. History shows the persistent march of human freedom. No government can stop the arrival of the day when God grants spiritual freedom to all mankind. All this puts a greater responsibility on you and I to make sure our words and communication are responsible, and true, and gracious. We should let God's Spirit motivate us to sound and encouraging communication that builds relationships. The words of Colossians 4 and verse 6 sum it all up. There it says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Good advice for us all. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.